Hey, you. Good morning. How'd you sleep? No, I actually slept really good. I know my eyes are all red and puffy. Yeah, I've been crying. But only a little bit. No, I'm okay. I promise. I'm actually very, very good. I had a really nice dream. What was it about? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, that's right. You would like to know. Well, I was just sitting at the kitchen table, just looking out the window, munching on some ripe strawberries. Shh! Don't interrupt. I'm not to the good part yet. And I saw you in the backyard. You were swinging this little boy around in your arms, spinning around with the biggest grin on your cheeks, your shirt riding up your torso, just above your belly button, your hair swishing around, and so was his. And I could hear you both laughing. He had this bright, squealing laugh that all children have when they're playing with their daddy. No. I'm not done yet. Don't interrupt. And I could tell in the dream that I had the biggest smile in the world. And I just wanted to cry watching you two and stay in that moment forever. But then I heard some skipping, and I turned around, and a little toddler climbed up in the chair next to me, and she tugged on my blouse and looked at me with her big blue eyes and said, "Mama, how much longer?" And then I said, "How much longer till what, Lily?" And she pointed to my stomach and said, "Till baby." And I looked down and I was huge. I had this big, round, pregnant belly protruding out. And then they kicked. I could feel it. I swear to God, I felt it inside me. And then I woke up. And I already had tears running down my face. It was so sweet. And I could still feel the kicks. Kind of. Almost like an echo. But for dream baby kicks. So I've been up for the last 45 minutes, sniffling and watching you sleep. Actually, it's been the best morning I've had in a long, long time. I love you. And I really want to have your baby. I want you to put a life inside of me. Our life. A little bit of me and a little bit of you. All beautiful and spectacular. I want to wrap my arms and legs around you so that none of our time and energy go to waste. I want to buy 100 pregnancy tests just to know for sure this is really happening. And I want to ambush you when you come home from work. A whole lot of plus signs that mean our dream is finally coming true. I want you to hold my hair back when I get sick in the morning and rub my back till it's all over. I want you to hold my hand when the doctor puts the gel on my stomach and we hear our child's heartbeat for the first time. I want to make you read all the books with me. I want to watch you paint the walls of the spare bedroom. Maybe a soft teal. Paint roller in one hand, beer in the other. Watch the cat roll around in the newspapers on the floor. I want to laugh and listen to you swearing as you try to assemble their crib on a Saturday afternoon. I want to bring you a cold bottle of water as you build the swing set in our backyard. I want to kiss your cheek. Smell your sexy, sexy man stink as you toil around all day in the backyard in the hot sun for our child. I want my belly to get bigger and bigger and to feel your broad, rough fingers brushing against it. I want you to wrap your arms around me when my hormones make me weep for no reason. Feel your warm breath against my cheek as you tell me that everything's gonna be alright. I wanna see you coming through the door carrying all my weird food cravings. Maybe mint ice cream and teriyaki sauce. Or hot wings and licorice. Or maybe peanut butter and chocolate. I know that last one's not a weird combination. But I'll think I'll need a lot of peanut butter and chocolate. I want you sitting here beside me. We tell our parents that they're going to be grandparents. I want to giggle and grab your hand and put it against my belly when they're kicking so you can feel it too. So you know that our baby's healthy and strong and so excited to join us out here. I want to make a long list of baby names so we can choose the perfect one for our little angel. I want to hold your hand the entire time I'm in the hospital. I really hope I don't crush it in my labor rage. I'm pretty sure that's happened during deliveries before. I want you to cut the cord and count their fingers and toes out for me because I'll be too exhausted to do anything but hold them. Can't wait to hold our child. I want them in my arms so badly right now. I can't wait to see how beautiful they are the moment they burst into the world. I can't wait to nurse and feed and swaddle and diaper. I want to make up in the middle of the night and take care of them and make sure they won't for nothing. I want to buy them cute clothes and watch the years fly by and see what kind of person they become. I hope they're a lot like you. The best parts of you and the best parts of me. I hope they have your eyes So they remind me every time. I want to give them siblings to play with so they're never, ever lonely. I can't wait to be a mama. And you're going to be an amazing daddy. You're just too perfect for the job. I know you're going to take good care of them. And good care of me. And I know you'll always do what's best for our family. And honestly, that's all that matters to me. I love you. So, so much. My heart and my belly are all yours. You're so fucking amazing. I can't believe I get to love you every single day. And I want that love to grow even more. Just like my belly's gonna grow for 9 months. And just like our family's gonna grow. Yeah, you're right. I'm definitely baby crazy. There's only one way to change that, though. You're just gonna have to give me your baby.